This is A Star for the Night Show, and I am your host, Desiree Turley, the show where kids from the Cancer Center and other foundations have their dreams come true, being a DJ interviewing their favorite celebrities on nationally syndicated radio. Our co-host kids today are from the Cancer Center and the Homeless Shelter, and our special celebrity guest today is a huge Hollywood star. He's a writer, director, and actor of such movies as There's Something About Mary, Zoolander, and I gotta be careful with this word, Meet the Falkers. It's Mr. Ben Stiller. Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, just perfect. We've got some Star for the Night kids here today that are they're just falling out of their seats. They're so excited.
And oh, great.
We really appreciate the fact that you're doing this to give them the greatest days of their lives.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm excited to have a chance to talk.
Well,
I hope I have something interesting to say.
Well,
no pressure.
They've got some really good questions. You'll be surprised. Usually the celebrities always say, wow, one time in the interview because they're pretty shocked that they're asking such great questions.
And oh, good.
The
okay.
kind of things that everybody wants to know.
Good, good.
Our first co-host, Star for the Night Kid, is Martita Espinoza, and she's 14. Say hi to Ben, Martita.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Martita. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
My first question for you is, what were you labeled in high school? Like, were you a jock or a geek or anything like that?
Definitely not a jock. I probably was labeled, I don't know if I was labeled a geek, at least not to my face. But I think I really fell somewhere in the middle. I was sort of like the wasn't a total nerd, but I wasn't a cool guy, and I sort of like disappeared. Sort of I think I was sort of more invisible, you know, like one of those people who sort of like didn't get involved in one group or the other and was sort of trying to find his place. And you know, I didn't have a horrible high school experience, mm-hmm. but it definitely wasn't like the high point of my life. I think I was happy to sort of to move on from there. I also went to a really small high school in New York City, so it wasn't the typical sort of like big school.
Was it a private school?
Yeah, it was a private school, and it was really a progressive school where there were no walls in the school. There were only about 100 kids in the school. It was one big room that just had dividers, so it was always very loud, and you could sort of get away with goofing off pretty easily because you had a lot of time to go off and work on your own projects, sort of like they give you a lot of responsibility, sort of self-discipline, and I wasn't really that disciplined. So I sort of goofed off a lot, and then when I got to college, it was a big shock because I went to UCLA, which is like a really, wow. you know, a real school, and not that school wasn't real, but it was, you know, much more regimented, like a real, you know, real rules, and so that was an education for me.
Okay, so, what was your reaction when you first saw yourself on TV?
Ooh, that's let's see, I'm trying to think. The first time I ever saw myself on TV was, it wasn't great. The reaction wasn't great. I wasn't that excited. I mean, mm-hmm. it's sort of funny to see yourself. I think whenever you see yourself, you know, a picture of yourself or you see yourself like, in a home movie or something, I think we always have a different image of what we actually think that we look like mm-hmm. or sound like. And I did a really small part on a soap opera called The Guiding Light when I was about 16. And I remember being so nervous. I just had to have one line where I had to say good night or something like that. And I was supposed to be playing chess with the guy who played my father. And he gave me all these chess moves to do. And I got so nervous when they rolled the camera that I messed up all the chess moves and sort of like it didn't make any sense, and then I sort of jumped on my line and missed it, and it was really embarrassing. So it wasn't an auspicious debut, and I saw it on TV, and all I saw was sort of like how nervous I looked, really, which was probably what everybody else saw too.
Oh yeah, I got pretty nervous last night because I didn't know how I was going to act or if I was going to mess up or something.
Well, you know, that's so natural, though. I mean, that's how people, you know, that's just, you know, I get nervous all the time still when I'm working. And I think part of being an actor is sort of you have to accept that that's, you know, that's going to be, it's an unnatural situation sometimes when you get in front of people or you have to talk to somebody you don't know or speak publicly. You know, it's just hard. So when I'm acting, a lot of times, the thing I like about being in movies is, You can do the scene over and over. You know, you can keep on doing it, and they call them takes. You know, you do mm-hmm. one take, two takes, and really after you've done a few takes, you sort of get all the sort of you know, work out all the bugs, and sort of then you get a little more relaxed. And that's one of the good things about doing movies, as opposed to doing something live like this, where you only have one chance, or if like you go on an award show and you have to present something, or you know, do one of those live things, then those are always much more nerve-wracking. But everybody gets that.
Okay.
At least I think. I do.
My other question is, did people start treating you differently when they saw you on TV?
Well, you know, it's a weird thing because people do, everybody watches TV and people recognize you. And it's a strange thing because you have to get used to people you don't know on the street and just in life sort of having you know, knowing who you are. And even though they don't know who you really are, they have sort of an idea of who they think you are from what they've seen on TV. So it is kind of weird. You sort of have to be ready at any time for somebody to, like, shout out something to you. And, you know, having done that that Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers movie, a lot, and my character's name, of course, is Greg Focker, so I get a lot of time on the street. Hey, Focker! That's always fun. That makes you feel great. So, yeah, it's kind of a strange experience that you don't really ever get used to, I don't think, because it's not really that normal. But it's, you know, it can be fun when people, you know, most of the time people are really nice, and it's nice to get to meet a lot of different people, too.
So what was the craziest thing a fan has done to you?
Wow. You know, I've gotten sort of the, you know, there's just the sort of the big, like, can I give you a hug? Can I give you a kiss? Can I give you a hug and a kiss? And, you know, and it's great when it's a girl, when it's a guy, it's, you know. but, you know, you get a lot of that. I mean, not a lot, but it's nice, you know, it's kind of a nice thing because it really is a genuine thing. But you do get to sort of meet people in a different way than most people do, especially strangers.
Well, Tyler is 11 years old, and he has a few questions to you, for you, too.
Oh, great. Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
How are you?
My first question is, do you like animals?
I love animals, yeah. I mean, I've always had animals growing up. I had, when I was growing up, me and my sister had a couple of turtles named Tony and Tanya. and then we had a couple of parakeets, had a parakeet named Princess. And another one named Sago. When I was like about 10 or 11. And then we grew up in New York City. We had a dog for a while named Sugar, and but we didn't keep her too long because she wasn't house trained, and we lived in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a little bit of a nightmare. And we'd rescued her from a home, but we found a friend to take care of her. But what was funny was that we got the dog without telling my dad, and then we brought her home. And then my dad ended up being the one who had to take her downstairs for the walks all the time. And that didn't end up working out too well for all of us. So then we also had, what do we have? Well, I had mice. I had mice that I named after the Beatles, John and Paul. white mice. And now we have two dogs, one named Clyde and one named Eve. And I love dogs. I'm more of a dog person than a cat person.
I love dogs too. What's your next question, babe?
What is your favorite color?
Ooh, favorite color. I'd have to say blue. And now I have a 4-year-old daughter whose her favorite color is pink, but it's funny because she sort of identified right from the beginning, you know, whose favorite color was what in the family. And so my wife is green, I'm blue, she's pink. And I'm a big blue person, always have been. I love like dark blue.
You just have the one child?
We have two. We have a little boy, a son named Quinn, who's just turned one, and Ella, who's 4 years old.
Oh, perfect ages.
Yeah, that's great. It's really fun. He's sort of crawling. He crawls at about 24 miles an hour. Really fast, so he's hard to keep up with.
Little crawler Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah, we need knee pads for him because he really goes all over the place.
What's your next question, then?
How many movies have you played in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, we printed out your bio, and it was 15 pages long, Ben.
Way too many.
The longest bio of any celebrity we've had on.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, it's kind of, it just, I guess over the years, I've just done lots of different little things. But, I mean, really, there's a lot there, I guess, you know. But I've been doing it for a while. You know, I just turned 40 this year, and I've been doing it, I guess, since I was about 18 or 19, at least working at it. So, you know, that's a lot of years.
Yes, and that's excellent. And your parents are actors, too.
That's right, yeah.
And they're so unique with their background. One's Irish and the other is...
My dad's Jewish.
Irish. And what traits do you think that you've acquired from your parents? Like, what trait did you acquire from your mom, and what one from your dad?
Well, I guess both my folks are real hard workers. My dad and mom started out just as actors, and then they got together when they just gotten married and decided to form a comedy team. So they're pretty funny people, and I think there was always a lot of that around the house. And they did a stand-up comedy act for a lot of years, and they were on the Ed Sullivan Show back in the late 60s and traveled around. So I think, from my mom, she has a really, really great sense of humor and loves to read and is very sort of very aware of kind of everything that's going on in the world. And I really admire that in her. I'm not saying I have that from her, but she's that's something I sort of look up to. What she, what's part of her personality. She's just always wanting to learn new things. And my dad is just he's really a spiritual guy. It's funny because people see him like they know him from the Seinfeld show as George's dad, or he's on King of Queens now. And he's really funny, and he's got a real, kind of out there personality on those shows. But as in real life, he's a real quiet guy and a real, really in touch with his, just a sense of, of spirituality and kind of really calm, generous guy. So I hope I got some of that from him, though. Like I say, both of them I really look up to and sort of kind of admire those traits in them.
Yeah, well, it seems like both of those traits kind of come out in just your personality, even when you're acting.
And then I also got guilt on both sides from them, a lot of guilt, both the Jewish guilt and the Irish guilt.
I should feel guilty. That's great. You have another question, Ed?
Who was your favorite actor you played in a movie with?
Wow. I have to say, the person who just jumps to mind for me is Robert De Niro, just having done those Meet the Parents movies, because he was always an idol of mine, and one of the great American actors. And working with him was so exciting to be able to have a chance to just to be around him, and to a guy who so many of his movies I grew up watching, and really were the reasons that I wanted to get into films as an actor and a director. And so having a chance to work with him and do a comedy and see how much fun he was, and really like the fact that as a person he's such a nice person, for me was it was just a great experience. Sometimes they say you should never meet your idols because you'll be let down, and he didn't let me down at all. And just I really just think he's a great person, and so I'd have to say he's like up there on the list for me.
Yeah, I guess he's best friends to a lot of actors that we've talked to.
Is he? Yeah.
Yes, he's all-around beautiful person.
Yeah, I mean, I think any actor is going to look up to De Niro because he's an actor's actor. He's a guy that we all like look at the work he's done and can't help but have felt inspired by. Really, I can't think of an actor who doesn't feel that way about him. And then if you are lucky enough to have a chance to work with him, he just gives off such a great energy and is so so nice to be around. It's just it's a really wonderful thing to have had that chance to work with him. I hope we get to do it again.
Well, maybe there's going to be a meet the grandparents of the Falkers or so. Who knows?
Meet the little Falkers.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Oh, you just gave some producers an idea.
Yeah, I know. Please, Ed, it's not my idea.
Oh, well, we're not going to have too much more time, so I'm going to need to get Rebecca on. Rebecca Mack is 13, and what questions do you have, Rebecca, for Ben Stiller?
Well, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Rebecca. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Okay, my first question is, how old were you when you started acting?
Well, I grew up with parents who were actors, so I think it was always around our family. And just even as little kids, I must have been 10 years old, really, the first time I ever was in anything, which my mom was doing a TV series, and I did a part in one episode. And from that age on, I really was sort of, I was just always excited by the idea of movies. I loved movies as a kid, and always was making my own little Super 8 movies when I was about 8, 9, 10 years old. And then I did a couple little things, like when I was in my teens, but then I got out of high school and went to college and then came back to New York. I only went to college for like a year, and I quit college, which I don't recommend, by the way, because it was one of those things where I went in and I was so impatient to be acting and to be doing things that I didn't really... In retrospect, I look back and go, I should have stayed in and gotten more of an education, because things sort of happen as they happen, and sometimes you want them to happen faster than they're meant to. So for me, I was always sort of working at it, and not really working regularly until I turned about 19 or 20, and then I started to get work. But it took a lot of auditioning and a lot of rejection. You know, there's a lot of, it's a tough business because you have to be able to have a thick skin and deal with a lot of people saying no to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really love it and love doing it, that's the most important thing, and that'll sort of get you through all that.
What was the best advice you've ever been given, you know, as far as in the industry?
You know, I think really the idea of just of believing in yourself, and a couple of people just, you know, gave me that message, which was basically, you just got to keep on doing it. And my dad did a play a long time ago with William Hurt, who's a really great actor. And I was about 18, 19. My dad was working with him, and I got to spend some time with him. And he said he knew so many great actors who were as talented or more talented than some of our most successful actors who just didn't stick with it and who didn't persevere. And that's why they didn't really make it. And he said, you know, that sometimes is the difference, not the talent, but the ability to persevere and to stay with it.
And your wife.
Yes.
Before you get off, I want to make sure that you're able to talk a little bit about your wife, and you got to tell us a little bit about your kids, but wife.
Yeah, my wife's Christine Taylor, and we met because I was directing a TV pilot for a series about about 7.5 years ago, and I hired her as a director, and we hit it off right off the bat. She's a really funny actress, and we worked together in Zoolander and Dodgeball, and you know, she's the best. The best thing I think is, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, if you guys can make each other laugh, that's just, you know,
that's a trick, huh?
Isn't that the trick?
Yeah.
You know? And you love being with that person, and you entertain each other, and you have a great friend. That's what I feel I have with her. And you know, she's just the best.
Yeah, you probably both have outstanding sense of humors.
Yeah, and I really think that's so important because, you know, there's always romance and passion and all the things that when you meet somebody for the first time, but then eventually as you go through life and, you know, the years go by, it's like that compatibility and the ability to see the humor even in the toughest situations in life is really what, you know, is what helps get you through it, I think. So we have that, and I feel really, really lucky.
Oh, I am so happy for you guys. You could tell that you're such a great in the pictures, that you're such a great happy couple.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Like I said, I feel really lucky.
And Rebecca, we have time for just one more question for Ben Stiller.
Okay. What was your favorite subject in school?
Ooh, that's a good final question. School was a tough one for me because I didn't love school all the time, but because I didn't love to do homework. I don't know if you love to do homework. You?
No.
Nobody loves homework, right? But I have to say the one subject that I really was fascinated with was history. I loved history, and for a while when I was before I, you know, really decided that I was going to go into acting and all that, I thought about being an archaeologist because I just thought that was so fascinating to sort of come into contact with the past through actually, you know, finding remnants and objects that have survived over the years. And you know, when you learn about history, you really learn about the world today. So I feel like that's, for me, has always been my real interest outside of all this.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, we want the kids to be able to say goodbye and thank you. You've definitely given them the greatest days of their life here today. And they've already been talking for weeks to all their friends, telling everybody. But I'm sure they're never going to forget it as long as they live.
Thank you. It's, you know, for me, it's really exciting to have a chance to talk to you guys and answer whatever questions. And you guys have good questions, and it's really good to talk to you and I hope it lived up to something. I don't know if it's the greatest day of your life, but I hope it was a fun conversation.
Well, they'll definitely never forget it.
Good.
So everybody say bye, Ben.
Bye.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, guys.
My idol.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Me too.
Well, I'll always remember this conversation, so thanks.
Take care.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're going to continue with the Star for the Night kids, talking to them separately for a few minutes about the struggles and the inspiring moments that they've had that has brought them to the place they are in their lives. And we'll start with Martita. And Martita Espinoza, you're such a beautiful girl. You just sparkle and shine, and you did great, and you have some fabulous questions there that you asked Ben. He was really impressed. Tell us a little bit about your life and the struggles that you're going through, Martita.
The struggle that I've been going through are with my little brother Jacob, who got leukemia last year, and it's been really hard since. We don't really know how he's doing. Like, the doctors don't say anything.
They just don't give you, they don't want to give you false hopes, and yet they don't want to also maybe give you too much information that would make you be discouraged. Is that it?
Yeah.
And how does it feel for the family to, you know, go through this? What are you going through? And how do you think this Star for the Night event is going to help encourage you in your life?
Well,
as far as what are you going through? That was kind of a tough question, wasn't it? Okay, how about how is it for your family as far as the struggles with your brother being so sick?
It's really hard for us, and we've actually gotten closer, like, as a family. We've been a lot closer ever since he got sick, and I really like how all the kids that have cancer get together. I really like that a lot.
Yeah. And the Star for the Night event, I see you brought the whole family, all of you guys piled up in the van, and they're all here for your, to celebrate with you on your special day. And I hope that you've really had the greatest time. You did a wonderful job. You're going to be able to put this on your resume now and also be in your memory for the rest of your life, you know, on how you did such a great job as a DJ and talking to Ben. And now we're going to talk to Tyler, who's 11, and you and your sister have both been going through a lot of struggles, and when I heard of some of the challenges you guys are going through, I put you at the top of the list. And so when, you know, we were able to have you interview, you know, one of the celebrities that we've been requested, and Ben came up, I decided to put you at the top of the list. So tell us a little bit about what you're going through in your life, Tyler, so maybe you could inspire other kids to just hang in there and keep going.
Well, first we moved from a little town in Hayden, Colorado, with a population of about 2,000 people, and we moved all the way to Chico, California, with a population about 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard struggle for me and my little brother and my sister.
Mm-hmm. And probably your parents as well.
Yeah.
And so you guys are staying at a homeless shelter until you get on your feet. And how does that make you feel? I mean, is this discouraging to you, or are you feeling that the community is reaching out to you? How are you feeling about that?
Okay. It's not like the place I want to be the most, but mm-hmm. it's a place to live.
Yeah, so you're kind of appreciative of the fact that you guys are, you know, in a place where you're safe, and mm-hmm. you've got a roof over your head, and you got your family. And how about you, Rebecca?
Well, like 2 months ago, our dad just passed away, and that's kind of hard for us.
Yeah, that's why I put you guys at the top of the list. I knew that you're going through a little bit of extra stress and grieving you getting through it okay, hun?
I'm okay. Good. Okay. Not bad, but yet not good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, do you think this day of being a DJ on syndicated radio and talking to Ben Stiller, one of your favorite celebrities, is going to help give you some hope and inspiration for the future?
Yeah. Totally.
Definitely is taking your mind off things, huh? You're too busy telling all your friends and talking about it to kind of get your mind off things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate you guys, you know, being so good at being DJs today on the air. And we'd like to thank Ben Stiller for sharing, you know, his time and pouring out his heart to you guys and giving you one of the greatest days of your lives. For those of you that have just tuned in, we've had a talk with Ben Stiller and the Star for the Night kids from the Homeless Shelter and Cancer Center were able to interview him to give them one of the greatest days of their lives. And Martita, tell us about what some of your hobbies are and some of the maybe happy, exciting things that have happened to you in the last couple of weeks. I know you made it to the RAD event where you guys got to fly airplanes. And tell us a little bit more about what you're doing that's kind of happy, exciting stuff.
Well, I like to listen to music and I like to go swimming. I like to go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Something exciting that's happened so far was me talking to Ben. That was really cool.
That's the happiest thing.
Yeah.
How can we beat that? You know, I mean, how can you think of anything else? There's not going to be much that's going to beat that. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Tyler?
Well, my favorite hobby right now is wrestling.
Ooh.
I've been wrestling for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that just takes my mind off of everything.
Yeah, I bet you're pretty good at it, too, huh, since
yeah.
you've been in it for that long. Are you in any tournaments?
I was in a couple of tournaments back in Colorado.
Have you joined any type of a wrestling team?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found any wrestling.
Well, maybe we could look into that for you and get you to do some wrestling at some school as an extracurricular activity or something.
Yeah.
We'll look into that for you. But now that we know that that's a big interest for you, have you ever thought about doing any acting? Or?
Yeah, I
yeah?
have.
Because you look like you could be a pretty expressionative guy. And, you know, you don't seem to be nervous or anything.
Not really.
You're just right out there with Ben. Hey, man, how's it going? Like your best friends.
I also like to carve with.
Really?
I like to carve wood.
Really? Mm-hmm. What kind of wood do you use?
Just wood that's laying around. I make spears and walking sticks. And
how wonderful.
Yeah.
So you've got that right brain artistic thing going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And how about you, Rebecca?
Well, I like to go shopping and swimming.
Swimming? Mm-hmm. Have you been doing a lot of swimming this summer?
We've went to the 1 mile a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. What kind of hobbies do you have, or what do you want to be when you get older?
I think a rock star.
You want to be a rock star? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of, like hard rock, or who's one of your rock star idols?
One of my rock star idols would probably have to be AC/DC.
AC/DC, wow. That's awesome. Have you been to their concerts?
No, not one.
You've never been to a concert yet?
Mm-mm.
Well, we're going to have to change that. I was the one who was responsible for my niece, my daughter, my sister, everybody's first concert, I took them. So I'll have to talk to your mom and change that. What else are you interested in?
I like to draw a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to run out and play outside. You know,
you're an outdoors girl, other than when you're shopping in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and how did you feel about interviewing Ben today?
I was literally so excited.
Yeah. I mean, we're all jumping out of our seats, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, you feel a little nervous, but at the same token, you know, when anything's exciting, of course you're going to be nervous too, you know. I mean, it goes along with excitement. But it was wonderful having you guys DJ today, and you did a wonderful job. And we'll be doing more events for you guys with the Star for the Night very soon. And thank you for listening, and have a great day. Bye-bye.